Hi everyone, welcome to our daily devotionals. Today we'll be reading Amos chapter 7, verses 1 to 9. Amos chapter 7, verses 1 to 9. This is what the Lord God showed me. Behold, he was forming locusts when the latter growth was just beginning to sprout, and behold, it was the latter growth after the king's mowings. When they had finished eating the grass of the land, I said, O Lord God, please forgive. How can Jacob stand? He is so small. The Lord relented concerning this. It shall not be so, said the Lord. This is what the Lord God showed me. Behold, the Lord God was calling for a judgment by fire, and it devoured the great deep and was eating up the land. Then I said, O Lord God, please cease. How can Jacob stand? He is so small. The Lord relented concerning this. This also shall not be, said the Lord God. This is what he showed me. Behold, the Lord was standing beside a wall built with a plumb line in his hand. And the Lord said to me, Amos, what do you see? And I said, a plumb line. Then the Lord said, Behold, I am setting up a plumb line in the midst of my people Israel. I will never again pass by them. The high places of Isaac shall be made desolate, and the sanctuaries of Israel shall be laid waste. And I will rise against the house of Jeroboam with the sword. So in this passage here, it's interesting to see that the prophet starts to turn from speech to sight. Throughout the book of Amos so far, we've been seeing that Amos is simply proclaiming the word of the Lord through speech. But now in this passage here in chapter 7, we see this transition into visions. The prophet Amos is given visions from the Lord. And we see specifically three visions here. The first vision is when God threatens to send locusts to destroy what is left of the people's food supply. Amos intercedes, and what we come to see is that God relents. He says, it shall not be so. Praise the Lord. The second vision is when God threatens to send fire from the sky to destroy the land. Amos again intercedes, and God once again relents. But a third time, in the third vision, God does not relent. God holds up a plumb line. And I didn't know what a plumb line was before this, so I looked it up, and I learned that a plumb line is basically a tool used to measure verticality, or in this case, uprightness. And when God holds up a plumb line, the people do not measure up. And God proclaims that he will no longer pass before the people of Israel. They are on their own. Amos has been begging for the Lord's mercy on behalf of the people of Israel who have sinned. But in this third vision, we see no intercession, no begging, no request for mercy. And I think what we can interpret from here is that Israel's sins and their ways have been far gone. It's so beyond sinful, it's beyond the grace of God that the prophet Amos does not request for mercy this third time. And God does not relent. You know, I think one of the realities here is that God is gracious, that God is merciful. He is able to forgive. He is able to show mercy and to show grace. But there's a reality of taking advantage of God's grace. Have you ever been told not to do something multiple times, and the first few times you're forgiven? You know, the person says, it's okay, just don't do it again. And it happens again and again. And at a certain point, there is no forgiveness, but rather we see a discipline. And, you know, I think that is a similar thing that is happening here. You know, in some ways, it would be unloving for God to constantly say, it's okay, when they continue to live in sin, when they continue to live in idol worship. And what God is doing here is he is actually showing love as a father to his people, as a king to this nation. He is disciplining his people out of love and grace. And it's hard to see this now, but if he doesn't set the course right now, Israel will never come to be sanctified and to be transformed into a people that is pleasing to the Lord. And so for us today, I just want to encourage us. What would it look like for us to live in God's grace and to respond in obedience of faith? Is there anything in your life where you have been in continuous sin? Is there any habitual sins that you've been dwelling in? You know, if there's something that is coming to mind right now, perhaps that is the Holy Spirit pressing upon your heart to turn away from these things and to turn to the Lord, to live in the grace of God. The grace of God is sufficient. The grace of God is abundant. But let's not take advantage of God's grace. Let's come to the Lord and say, God, I want to live a life that is pleasing in your eyes, not in my own, not in the eyes of this world, but in your eyes, God. So let's do that today. Let's pray. And you know, one of the encouragements in the gospel is that we do have abundant grace through Jesus Christ. Jesus is our righteousness. He is our righteousness. And that means that there's now no condemnation for us, for those who are in Christ Jesus. And so let's pray that, that we can live in Christ, we can live in that grace, we can continue to really trust in Jesus and live in such a way that honors his grace. So let's do that today. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you for your word. God, I know that this is a somewhat scary passage because this judgment that is going to come upon Israel is a righteous judgment. Perhaps it may have been hard for the northern kingdom to really receive this judgment, but Lord, as we look kind of in a bird's eye view, Lord, we see that this judgment was good. And Lord, I pray that you would help us to learn from the mistakes and the sins of the people of Israel and to live in such a way that responds with gratitude and thanksgiving and praise for the grace that you've shown us. God, you've shown us grace time and time again, and the greatest grace that you've shown us is through Jesus and the cross. So God, we want to live today thankful for your grace. We want to praise your name today. Show us, Lord God, of any sins, of anything that is not pleasing to you, and help us, Lord, to turn away from these things and to turn to you, God. We thank you and pray all these things in your Son's name. Amen.